Hi, I'm Susan Bratton, creator of Revive Her Drive, and I'm going to talk to you about the power and importance of knowing your relationship values. Albert Einstein said, "Try not to become a person of success, but rather become a person of value." Well, I think you already are a person of value, as is your partner, but it's understanding what values you most care about in your relationship and making sure that you know what you need and your partner knows what they need and you both understand each other. Magic really happens when you put your full attention on your partner's relationship values. Personal values are fundamental to all of your relationships for sure, and every individual has a unique set of relationship values. When you know which you value and which your partner values, you can create more harmony by focusing not on what you want in the relationship and acting in the way to get what you want, but instead acting in a way to give your partner what they want while they're acting in the way to give you what you want, because they're different. Your partner wants to be treated a certain way, and so do you. It's great to understand that. So then if each of you focus on the other's relationship values, you both get what you want from each other. It's magical. It's easy. And often a few of the values on your partner's list are things you do naturally, which is probably why they were drawn to you. So if you get up every morning and focus on your partner's top four values, and they do the same for you, your relationship, intimacy, and connection will skyrocket. Now, I've put together a list of almost 100 values associated with love relationships and with building a life of value and meaning together. What you want to do is rank order the 10 things that are the most important to you in a relationship, and go back and narrow your list down to your top four by asking yourself this question: would I stay in a relationship if I couldn't have this? For example, your top four relationship values, especially if you're a woman, could be security, freedom, variety, and love. If you choose love as one of your values, go further and share your preference for how you like to feel and be shown love. Perhaps you specifically prefer love demonstrated in the form of quality time spent with you or verbal affirmations given by your lover. The five love languages include words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Now, some of the things that are relationship values, here's a sampling of the 100 of them that I've come up with. Things like adventure, acceptance, appreciation, belonging, empowerment, faith, family focus, intimacy, honesty, openness, passion, purpose, respect, security, spirituality, trust, vulnerability, wealth, and wisdom. Those are just a few of the examples of the kinds of things that people are in relationship to receive. Figure out what yours are and share them with your lover. Not only will focusing on each other's relationship values profoundly increase your happiness, stability, and intimacy, both of you will experience a more fulfilling, gratifying relationship and life together. I'm Susan Bratton, creator of Revive Her Drive. I look forward to you knowing and getting all your relationship values. Take care.